Welcome back to Locked On Spurs right here on the Locked On NBA Network. I am Jeff Garcia, your host for today. I'm also with the Spurs Zone. You can find at News 4 San Antonio and Fox29SanAntonio.com. Well, you know, it's kind of hard to ignore what's going on in America, let alone the world, with the protest hitting every street across the nation, San Antonio, New York City, you name a place. People, the masses are upset at what has been going on when it comes to racism, police brutality, and much more. They've become violent. There have been riots. There's been vandalism. But for the most part, it's been all about the bigger goal, and that is making the world a better place. And your San Antonio Spurs have kind of taken front and center in this, from players voicing their opinions on what is going on right now to Popovich. And, well, we'll talk about Popovich, what he had to say about the topics, where they're ranging from racism to what he's doing in the future, and, of course, President Trump. Now, usually what we do, we'll run through some quick news and notes before we get into the heart of the show, but you kind of have to put that aside right now, because right now it's not about when the Spurs are going to resume the season or who's getting traded and what is this player thinking about his future with the Spurs. It's bigger than that. And I couldn't tackle this alone. So once again, I bring in on San Antonio sports reporter, Casey Vieira. Casey, thanks for hopping on to this episode of Locked On Spurs, which, by the way, everybody, is brought to you by Built Bar. Built Bar is a protein bar that tastes like candy bar. Go to builtbar.com and use promo code Locked On, and you'll get $10 off your first order. Casey, I couldn't tackle this alone, as I mentioned, so thanks for helping me out. But what a time in the nation, isn't it?
It's surreal, man. Yeah. It's surreal. Yeah, just when we thought that we were taking steps forward with everything that's going on with the coronavirus and how much of a, you know, life-altering event that's been, it gets subsequently thrown on the back burner over the past week, which is something I've never seen before. I mean, I've never seen anything remotely close to what this is. I mean, maybe you have. I know you have a couple of years on you, so you've seen, but it's unfortunate. It's unfortunate because it's just cyclical, and it's cyclical, and we always get back to this spot. And every time when it comes to, you know, racial injustice, police brutality, this is, you know, we, as a country, we have our unrest, you know, we protest, we riot, and we think change is going to be made, and we think that we're taking the right steps as a society, and another incident happens. Right. And unfortunately for this one, I mean, it's been incredible. It's been incredible. But, you know, with all this, man, the way I kind of see it is you try to find the glass half full, because there really is a lot of empty right now. And I think the fact that so many massive cities are out, are protesting, even though, of course, a lot of looting, there's even more people protesting, getting the message across. It's now, it tells you that maybe we are getting it. Maybe we are getting it, or at least continue to progress further ahead. You know, you try to find the positives, but obviously we're really, over the past week, man, we've really had to dig.
Yeah, we're really going to have to dig here. And what all started is with the killing of George Floyd in Minnesota via a handful of cops, meaning one, I think it's a Chauvin, who has been arrested and has been charged with third-degree murder, manslaughter. And, you know, we'll see where that takes everybody moving forward, depending on what will happen with him. But you gotta realize that Popovich, you know, what he says, Casey, is, you know, there's things bigger than basketball, and this is exactly what he meant. I said at the beginning, Casey, right now it's not a matter of when the Spurs are going to resume play, or how would they fare if the playoffs were start right now. That's kind of the back burner right now. You look at what other NBA players are doing right now. Malcolm Brogdon, you know, marching with protester. I think you mentioned to me, was it Jaylen Brown that went to Atlanta to protest as well?
Yeah, Jaylen Brown, living in Massachusetts, of course, playing for the Celtics, drove 17 plus hours, or however long it takes to get from Massachusetts to Atlanta. He drove all the way down there to stand front line and get that message across. Stand for what mm-hmm. he literally stand for what he, you know, he wants to stand for.
Yeah. Enes Kanter as well, right? He was also among the protesters too.
And a guy who as we all know, has, you know, being you know, born in Turkey, and Turkey going through their own social civil unrest in their own right, their own dictatorship and issues over there, essentially considered an actual terrorist, an actual international terrorist by their government, mm-hmm. man. So he knows about this kind of thing. And yeah, so it was also a good name, very knowledgeable name to talk about the subject.
Exactly. And look, everybody is being impacted by what is going on throughout the nation. And yeah, some parts of the globe as well. You're seeing London protests of Floyd, and there's other, I think even Iran or Iraq, they had, I don't know if you saw the news, Casey, there's a line, yeah. Just men holding up signs and people holding up signs saying, you know, George Floyd's name, and they stand with them. So it's really interesting to see how this is now becoming a global thing, and hopefully things will get better. And speaking of getting better, your San Antonio Spurs have already weighed in and the events going across the globe. Look, San Antonio, Casey, they had a protest. People did march. I think it was this past week Saturday. Thankfully, Casey, it was, for the most part, peaceful. You had to scale it 90% peaceful, and that was good. It was a very large crowd that marched all the way to Travis Park. And for those who do not live in San Antonio or unfamiliar with it, it's basically a park right in front of the Alamo. So that's where the final destination was going to be. The protesters did that. They heard their voice. Minimal issues at most. There was some vandalism towards the end and the post protest. Many believe it was outsiders, anarchists, people who just want to disrupt, graffiti on buildings, KC, some San Antonio artwork was toppled, trash, looters, broken glass. But what came out of it, enter Lonnie Walker and San Antonio people. The citizens of San Antonio, the next day, volunteered their time to help with cleanup. And who was a part of that? Lonnie Walker. Lonnie Walker took part in cleanup efforts following the protest. He got down and dirty. He rolled up his sleeves. And what stood out for me, Casey, was that leading up to his volunteerism for that day, mm-hmm. he made it very right. clear on his Instagram post. He is not going there as Lonnie Walker / NBA player / Spurs player. He said, and to paraphrase, he's going there as Lonnie Walker, the human being. Casey, wow. That, I mean,
right.
That's
right. And right. Exactly. Exactly. And that's the way you do have to go to something like that. You do have to drop the title as Lonnie Walker. Like he said, Lonnie Walker, the basketball player. And that's important because that's the best way to connect to a lot of these people. And it almost kind of speaks more to the fact that, as we all know, a lot of players, public figures right now, they are using their voice, using it through social media. And it's good that they're doing that. Yeah, it's good that they're doing that. But it's even better when you have these people, these prominent figures, going out, saying that on social media, and then expanding their voice. You know what I mean? Expanding their voice to the masses, to the platform right. that they do have, expanding that to the people. And Lonnie's mm-hmm. doing that. And everyone needs to do it. You know, everyone really needs to maximize their voice, maximize their platform if they want to get a message across. And that's what he's doing. And that's exactly what he's doing, especially during a time where mm-hmm. where you need things like that, where you need figures, familiar faces out there, just kind of have a sense of reassurance that they're with you, they hear you, they understand your frustrations. You know, they're not just saying things because it's cool and trendy to say right. on social media, to post and for the likes. They're not just saying that. They're not just saying a message. They're actually doing a message. And Lonnie did a terrific job with that over the weekend.
Yeah, he definitely did. He tipped his cap at San Antonio, the city itself, following his day of volunteering, saying, and again, paraphrasing here, that, you know, he's seeing everything, the unrest going across the nation. And then he focused on San Antonio, saying how everybody came together to help following the protest. And that really struck a chord with them. And I think that's the big lesson here. If you look at the protests overall, you want communities to come together to fight against injustice. But the way San Antonio did it, peaceful for the most part, and no accounts of major violence, good. Did the SAPD have to use tear gas and pepper bullets? Yeah, they admitted it. They said they had to at one point because the crowd was starting to get a little unruly, but again, things calmed down. So San Antonio, good on you for being peaceful. Lonnie definitely noticed it as well. But Lonnie wasn't the only spur to voice their opinion and send out a message against racism and just anti-racism. And that's what it comes down to at the end of the day. To start off with, you know, somebody who's really kind of being a big voice in all this, and that is Marco Bellinelli. I don't know if you saw this, Casey, but Bellinelli, not only did he share a video, a slideshow about turning your back on racism, he took it a step forward. And it was a very powerful message following that video he released, saying that he recognizes that he is a white man and that he recognizes that there is injustice out there, and that he said he wants to do his part to end it. Again, kudos on Bellinelli.
And I think it's important. That's a tremendously the way he phrased that. I thought that was very, eloquently put, from the standpoint that you and I, we can do our part to understand the racial injustice and listen and you know, listen to these Black men and women talk about this and acknowledge it and learn. But at the end of the day, we won't truly get it. We won't truly understand what it is that just that little bit, no matter how much we listen, no matter how much, you know, we try, we'll never entirely, be able to get a full grasp of that, because we haven't suffered that stuff. We haven't suffered that stuff. And I don't know about you. That's kind of what I took out of it. Kind of you're doing your part. We stand by you. You know, we love you. We support you. But we also acknowledge the fact that at the end of the day, all we can really do is try to relate. We'll never totally understand, but we're here for you, and we want to maximize our voice and understand all this and try to help you through all this. And I thought that was important. I thought he did a great job with it.
Yeah, I like how he ended his statement. He's saying, quote, "We are in this together. Please don't be silent." So he's definitely taking a step forward and making some sort of positive change in the globe. It didn't end with Bellinelli and Walker. Trey Lyles, he tweeted recently about racism, saying that racism and hate are things that are taught. Casey, he went as far as to say, if you don't like what he has to say, then you can go ahead and unfollow him. So he was very, you know, direct in his feelings as well. DeJounte Murray kind of did the reverse, Casey. I don't know if you saw this, but I know he means well. He says in a tweet, he says, "Thank God for the dope white people that are not racist and want to see us Blacks treated equally. We love y'all." So he did the reverse there.
a different route, but got to the same message at the end, right?
You're right. Yeah, but you know, DeJounte, we know what you meant.
As long as you get to the end of the road, I mean, the sentiment that's still the same. That's important.
Yeah, and Rudy Gay also got in the act. Now, he did not use any words. He used a photograph of a little Black boy and a little white boy meeting on the sidewalk, looking like they're about to hang out and just be buds. So again, you know, he wasn't being silent through that photo. You're seeing a bunch of players step up, and of course, you know, there's kind of the big fish that everybody's looking at, and that's Popovich. Now, Casey, we know that Pop is very vocal when it comes to worldly, global issues, social issues, from the economy, which he's weighed in before, to President Trump's politics, which he's weighed in before, to just cultural aspects like what he did for Patty Mills and, you know, recognizing Patty Mills' efforts as far as bringing a cultural recognition throughout the world. So many were kind of wondering, when is he going to say something? Well, it all started this past week when the NBCA, which is the National Basketball Coaching Association, released a statement. Now, for those who are unfamiliar with that, it's basically all the coaches. That's head and assistant coaches. So, yes, Tim Duncan, Will Hardy, and Becky Hammon were a part of it and signed off on this. And basically, it was just that organization saying that they're not going to stand by and see what is going on against minorities and police brutality. And Casey, in that press release, they said that, look, they got to face it. You know, 90% of the athletes that they coach are African-American. So, you know, they get their plight. They get a direct link to it because they get to see it day in, day out, hear the stories. And you got other African-American head and assistant coaches like Ime Udoka, former Spur, or Tim Duncan that can also be relating. How important was that for the coaches to get that message out?
Just kind of the same, you know, the same idea that a lot of these, you know, a lot of these voices are trying to let be known and maximize, you know, we talk about maximize their platform so much, that's them maximizing their platform. But the big thing there is not only basketball coaches, but coaches really basketball, the NFL, both of the two sports where demographic is 90% black. Was that 90% his number? Was that statistically accurate?
They were just giving like a ballpark. They were just saying the overwhelming majority is that.
Got it.
You know, they are African American. Yeah.
Right. Okay. So the overwhelming majority is, of course, African American, as we know, and so that's why it's you know, when you see these comments towards Popovich, and I know we'll get into it a bit, well, even beyond it, telling him to essentially, you know, shut up and dribble like they did LeBron just because he doesn't agree with the president's stance. Greg Popovich is qualified, probably the most qualified, in addition to a majority of the coaches in the NFL and the NBA, the most qualified people to talk on the subject matter. Because who are the coaches? Who are the coaches? The majority of them are middle-aged to older white guys. That's a far cry from the demographic of these men who are being harmed in all this, of these young men, these African American men who are being harmed in all this. So to say that these guys need to kind of be quiet, the coaches, so ill advised, because those are the ones who know how to establish the racial relations. Those are the ones who knows how to maintain the racial relations. The average, you know, 60-year-old white dude down the street is not going to be able to relate to a 20-year-old black guy who gets thrown to the ground. He's not going to do that. And while Greg Popovich can't necessarily do that per se, neither, he does know how to maximize that dialogue, and not a lot of people can do that.
You also see him go beyond that prior to the events of the nation that's currently happening. You know, how many times do they look at Pop and ask him about Becky? You know, oh, she's female. It's because she's a female and, you know, trailblazer. He doesn't see that sex line. He just sees her as a coach. He doesn't see her as a female. You know, so he's kind of been a trailblazer in that department. You also look, you might remember his name, but I know he was a former NBA ref when he announced that he was homosexual, how Popovich stood by his side during, I don't know if you heard the story, during the national anthem and told him, like, you're the bravest man I ever met. So you hear stories about that.
That's good.
Yeah. So you hear stuff like that. So it goes without saying that Pop is not going to be silent in this time that everybody is going through. But he didn't stop there. He took it two steps forward beyond just simply signing his name to a general statement from the NBCA. We're going to talk about that in a few minutes. What else did Pop have to do to take a step forward and making sure that things in the world get better? But before we dive into what else Pop had to say, just want to mention briefly about Built Bar, which is the best tasting protein bar ever. I got my box recently. Thank goodness. It's my second box. I'm already going through it. It's that good. It's a protein bar that tastes like a candy bar. 16 amazing flavors. For example, you get 8 chocolate nut-free flavors. So how about that? And by the way, those bars are actually covered in 100% chocolate. So even more reason for you to go to BuiltBar.com and get yourself a box. They're soft, they're easy to chew. The great tasting flavors I mentioned, 20 grams of protein, just 3 grams of sugar. You cannot go wrong getting yourself a box of these Built Bars. Now, they're great for the health conscious person. Like you, me, Casey, I know he's listening right now. So I know Casey's probably running down some notes as well. But exactly. You get peanut butter brownie, mint brownie, lots of flavors. I urge you to go to BuiltBar.com and use promo code LOCKEDON, and you'll get 10 bucks off your first
order. 20 G's of protein? You said 20
G's. That's it,
G's
just 20
of protein?
G's. That's it. Oh my That's God. Good. That's packed in there, buddy.
I know. Some of those protein bars, it takes you like three bars to hit 20 G's. That's pretty good.
I know, yeah. So if you're trying to lose that that gut, that tire around your waist like I am during this quarantine time, what better way to do that by getting yourself a box of Built Bars? Again, BuiltBar.com. Use promo code LOCKEDON and you'll get 10 bucks off your first order. Got to say it one more time just in case. Promo code LOCKEDON for 10 bucks off at BuiltBar.com. We are back, and I am joined by Casey Vieira, San Antonio sports reporter, and we're discussing what the Spurs are, how they're reacting to what is going on across the nation with the protests against police brutality, racism, and the death of George Floyd. Now, Casey, we talked a little bit about what the players, the Spurs players, have done, a little bit of what Pop has done, but as we teased right before the break, he took it a step further. Let's start off with that press release. So within that press release, Casey, the NBCA also announced that Popovich, along with a few other coaches, were going to be a part of a committee now where they're going to be taking lead in NBA cities. So, for example, San Antonio, Dallas with the Mavericks, you see where this is going, everybody. And it's a committee on racial injustice and reform, and that's going to include Popovich, former Spur and current Warriors head coach Steve Kerr, Dave Fizdale, and even Stan Van Gundy, just to name a few. We see where we're going with this, right, Casey? I mean, Popovich is just kind of taking the helping to take the reins on this issue.
Yeah, and kind of expanding the conversation, like we were saying before the break, is that these are the guys who are tremendously qualified to do this. To talk about for something like this, for racial relations, this is not a matter of specifically for this exact conversation, racial relations. This is not a matter of being politically qualified. This is a matter of essentially being, I don't want to say experience qualified. It's important to be educated, but the best way to learn with this subject matter, in my opinion, is to be around it, dialogue, listen, and know how to improve. It's not about the stuff that you can learn in a you know, I don't want to say you learn can learn in a textbook, because you can learn a lot in the textbook, but you know what I'm getting at. You know,
right,
I guess expand your knowledge of it. Okay, there we go. Expand your knowledge of something like this, unless you truly have these dialogues, have these experiences, be around it. And these are the guys who do it. These are the guys who do it, and good on them for, you know, continuing that initiative to do exactly that.
Yeah. And again, you're looking at what Popovich is doing. It should be like a blueprint for everybody. Don't be silent. You know, if there's injustice, maybe say something. You don't have to take the steps that Pop does, and we'll go into what else he did in a few seconds. But there are ways that you can have your voice heard, whether it be protesting peacefully, as many are across the nation, to addressing things like Casey and I are right now on Locked On Spurs, and basically use your platform. If you're a parent, you know, teach your kids about what's going on. If you're, a teacher, I'm pretty sure you're doing that right now. So there's so many ways to use your platform and get the message across that what the core protest is all about, that is what should be taught and used and exercised every day in life. So let's go ahead and get into kind of the bigger swing of the bat that Pop did. So he did a interview with The Nation outlet, and he took some umbrage with current President Trump, Casey. Pretty much blasted him.
He blasted him. That's the polite way of putting it, yeah.
He used words like deranged idiots. And now look, whatever your political viewpoint is right now, if you're listening to Locked On Spurs right now, and you know, that is, and we respect it. If you're pro-Trump, good. If you're anti-Trump, good. I'm not going to judge you on where you stand, but Pop has made it very known that he is anti-Trump and doesn't really agree with his policies. Casey, you read exactly what Pop had to say about Trump recently.
Right.
What did you take away from his statement?
I took away everything I expected him to say. From the get-go, Greg Popovich, as we know, has been far from an advocate of Trump and the Trump presidency.
Right.
And as things, of course, continue to intensify and get worse in our country with all this stuff, the comments, the sentiments from Greg Popovich followed suit. And, I respect that, you know, just kind of like you have to we're talking about maximizing the platform. That's what Greg Popovich is entailed to. One opinion or another, that's his right. And when all these people in response to it are saying stick to basketball, stick to coaching, it's out of line, because his right to say that is just as much as your right to say the same thing that may be a pro-Trump advocate kind of thing. You know, Pop, no one's going to tell you how to do your job if you're in construction. No one's going to say, oh, just stick to building your damn building. You know, you can't do that. It just does not apply. It just doesn't work like that. In the place where we live, in the country where we live, we are, that's the beauty of what we have to maximize our voice. And of course, we're not going to agree. There have been plenty of celebrities right now who I have the same opinion of, just, you know, because I don't agree with their political stance. But to turn around and say, oh, such and such, stick to music, such and such, stick to acting, that's not really my place to say, because that's his right. That's his right. Just like I have my right, they have their right, Greg Popovich has his right, the fans have their right. So I've always felt it was off base, even before these kind of comments. I know we kind of went with sidetracked here. I kind of went to a broader scheme. But to come back around, it was Pop's comments were pretty much what you expected him to say about Trump and the presidency, and even beyond that, Ted Cruz, Mitch McConnell, he wasn't afraid to go after them neither. It's what you expected.
Exactly. I'm glad you brought that up. To be fair, he didn't direct all his anger, although a majority of it, his disdain and his choice of words weren't directly solely at President Trump. He took, as Casey mentioned, you know, other political figures were also a target of Pop's feelings in the situation. But you're mentioning about how there are some out there saying, hey, Pop, stick to basketball, or stick to coaching, blah, blah, blah. Well, isn't the whole point of the marches and the protests right now is to exercise your First Amendment right? Isn't that what he's doing right now, Casey?
Exercise your voice. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
At the end of the day, though, as much as Pop, you know, just waylaid into Trump in the interview with The Nation, at the end of the day, it came down to how he closed his comments. He says, quote, the system has to change. I'm willing to do my part. So there you go. You know, simple two sentences right there. The system has to change. I'm willing to do my part. You look at the protests right now. They want the system to change, and they're doing their part right now by voicing their concern and letting everybody know, at least the ones that are doing it peacefully. And you look at Popovich, Casey, and he's doing that. You know, we mentioned the committee that he's going to be a part of, you know, doing this interview with The Nation, giving the John Hancock to that NBCA press release regarding the current social climate. Popovich is taking the lead right now. You wouldn't expect that from any less from him. And Casey, even more so because he's going to be Team USA head coach soon, you know, in the Olympics, Casey. I mean, you got to, you know, he's representing the United States.
Literally representing the country with it. To a degree.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he'll be wearing the red, white, and blue soon, you know, whenever the Olympics do resume. So it's such a crazy time right now, Casey. You know, sometimes it's heartbreaking for me to turn on the TV and see
it is
what you cannot escape.
It because is.
It's gut-wrenching. No, you know, this is the nation, you know, the United States, the beacon and the globe. And wow, what's going on right now, Casey?
It is. I'm in that same boat. The past week has just been, it's just been surreal. But I think it's important that, you know, and I know we're, as we come to kind of the conclusion of this special edition, if you will, I think kind of the overriding message that, you know, that we need to learn from all this is that, yes, it is a political issue. Yes, it is. But at the end of the day, this isn't about Democrat, Republican. This isn't about red versus blue. This is right and wrong. That's really what it is. This is right and wrong. You know, we know it's wrong to kill an innocent black man. We all know that. So the idea that it could be defended or defended from the standpoint that people are acting as if the protests are just insanely out of line, it is silly. And I think that's kind of something that we have to remember, because this is going, it's, you know, I say it's not a red or blue thing because it's gone on forever. It doesn't matter if it's, you know, Obama, Clinton, Bush, you know, H.W. Bush, it's gone on forever. So it's a matter of just us finally, hopefully getting it as a society, hopefully getting it. And, you know, maybe this is it. I don't know. I hope so. History obviously tells us different. History tells us differently. It does every time. But hopefully this time we get it.
Yeah, hopefully we do. We're going to continue our chat about the current social climate in the nation. Before we do that, I urge you to go ahead and get the Blinkist app. Just look for it on your favorite app store. It's a unique app. It works on your phone, your tablet, your web browser. Basically what it does, it takes the key takeaways, the need-to-know information from audio nonfiction books and condenses them to 15 minutes. You can listen to them on the go, whether you're on your treadmill, whenever you go back to the gym, or just taking out for a walk. Use Blinkist to get the core issues, the core stuff that you need from books. You can read and via Blinkist, psychology, biography, memoirs, it's all there. Right now, for a limited time, Blinkist has a special offer just for Locked On audience. Go to Blinkist.com/EDA, try it free for 7 days and save 25% off your new subscription. That's Blinkist, B-L-I-N-K-I-S-T, one more time, B-L-I-N-K-I-S-T, /NBA for a free 7-day trial, 25% off, but only when you sign up at Blinkist.com/NBA. We are back, and I'm joined by Casey Vieira. You can follow him on Twitter at Casey_Vieira. Casey, we're up against the clock here. So briefly, I know many Spurs fans are wondering, why haven't the San Antonio Spurs said anything? You know, where's their statement? Well, I think for all intents and purposes, Popovich took care of that, didn't he?
Yeah, I think it's at least something. You know, you still like to see something from the Spurs, because the Spurs, at the end of the day, do go beyond Greg Popovich, and right, maybe we will. But I'm sure that at least to a degree, they're hoping or at least thinking something along those lines.
Yeah, exactly. And you look at what they did prior to this recording of Locked On Spurs, they did in their own way, say their feelings as an organization. They simply tweeted Black Lives Matter, and they did the Blackout Tuesday, and they said NBA together. So good on the Spurs. I'm pretty sure maybe something is down the road as far as a statement, but I think via Popovich and what they tweeted in Black Lives Matter, that it's very known that the Spurs are for what everybody is protesting against. Hopefully, Casey, the next time you and I get together, You know, we can start pushing this back in the back burner, you know, always still mention it, but, you know, get into some, you know, fun stuff, some Spurs basketball news that come on, you know, but it is a struggle. Casey, I'm pretty sure, you know, you as media, me, you know, sometimes we got to think bigger picture, that it's not just about the hoop and net.
I'm worn out, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Worn out. You know, I need basketball now more than ever.
Yeah, Casey, quickly, how can people follow you on Twitter?
Casey_VIERA, Casey _VIERA, VIERA.
Yeah, exactly. And you can follow me on Twitter at Jeff G Spurs Zone. Go to the Spurs Zone News for San Antonio and Fox29SanAntonio.com and subscribe to Locked On Spurs wherever you get your favorite podcast. But for Casey Vieira, I am Jeff Garcia. We're going to put a lock on this episode of Locked On Spurs.